And so that idea was not very popular for a while, but Jan and company like stuck to their guns and they really pushed on it. And it was a little bit later, around 2010, 2012, when that really first started to take off. So the recap on the language here is that we had AI, artificial intelligence, is the big idea. And then within that, there was a kind of specific set of algorithms and approaches, which were referred to as machine learning, that emerged kind of in the 1980s. And then within that, there was an even more specialized set of approaches that got dubbed deep learning that kind of took off in the 2010s. And so here's an example from 2012. This is like one of the milestone papers where things finally started to really work. And it was a combination of having a lot of data, really fast computers, and then some algorithmic tricks. And so here's some, you give it some images of a dog or a cat, and this machine learning AI system is saying, I think this is a dog, I think this is a cat, with some high confidence. And again, this is easy to take for granted now, but like, and this wasn't that long ago, this was 2012. But within just a few years, these systems were actually beating humans. So there was very, very fast progress. So it went from like, can you tell that there's a car in the picture, to better than humans. And that's already kind of a weird idea. What does it mean to be better than humans in identifying images? You know, so it's kind of a subtle question, but here are some kind of fun examples. You have to quickly tell me, is that a labradoodle or fried chicken? Some of these are dogs and some are fried chicken, right? Okay, so, and you have to do it quickly. Here's another one, chihuahuas or blueberry muffins? Yeah, and you don't want to eat the chihuahua. Yeah, you know. And here's another one: sloths and chocolate croissants. Right. So these problems can get pretty difficult visually, and these AI systems were doing a good job at it. These are mainly for fun, but they're also kind of half serious examples. Now in this story, I don't want to spend the whole time talking about AI. There was another kind of a period of progress that happened fairly recently, and it's related to this idea that, what are you using the AI system to do? What do you want it to do? And so previously the idea were these so-called prediction problems. So so one was, I give you an image and you try to tell me what's in it, or I try to predict what's going to happen in the future in the financial markets or something. And so those are these predictive models, and they had shown quite a bit of success by the kind of 2015 era. And then there started to be progress in what's called generative models. And I don't know, maybe on the radio you've heard about like generative AI. Has anyone heard of that phrase? Maybe not. I hear it on radio ads sometimes, so it's getting out there, but it's like the new kid on the block. And I'll just say a little bit about it, because that's part of where a lot of the excitement is.